This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are the Dallas Cowboys hunting corners, or is it all just a bunch of baloney? Zach Woolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus as the Cowboys get ready for week two of OTAs. It is Love of the Star. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You can catch Love of the Star wherever you get your podcasts. It is, of course, an Odyssey podcast. But Brian Broaddus, the big headline news that broke over the weekend between our last episodes was the rumorouski surrounding Jalen Ramsey of the Miami Dolphins. And you went hunting, as you always do. Are the Cowboys connected at all and interested in acquiring cornerback Jalen Ramsey?
I don't think they're interested right now in pursuing Jalen Ramsey. They did a really nice job even after the draft with the George Pickens, stayed aggressive on that front. I think they're going to be aggressive potentially if we see some June 1 names. The problem is, though, if, say, a Jalen Ramsey becomes a June 1, he's going to have some competition, and then he's going to be able to pick where he wants to go. There's some people that believe that maybe, to the point in time, that maybe Jalen Ramsey might be a guy that's a safety. I know you've talked about that on some of our shows, that is this now the time to transition for Jalen Ramsey, much like we've seen with the Charles Woodson or a Leroy Butler, guys like that that have started as corners. And Ramsey's played at a very, very, very high level. He still can play at a high level, but people are wondering a little bit about that. Really, where does that fit? But I know for the Dallas Cowboys, when I was asked about it, when I asked some people in the front office about it, they said, no, we're not at this time. But I do believe they are keeping their eyes open for June 1 potential cuts. We're going to get a period here. We're in week two of our OTA practices and stuff. It's a Thursday as we tape this, and there'll be some news coming out of there, some thoughts and stuff that maybe we could get into this weekend about where they're lining up guys and stuff. But corner's still kind of an issue, and it's an issue maybe not with the names, but more so the health. So I wouldn't put it past them to look at corners. I know a very, very popular name to be talking about is Stephon Gilmore, a guy. But how much is that going to be? But to answer your question, when I asked about Ramsey, they said, no, not at this time.
Yeah, and last night on X, formerly known as Twitter, Jalen Ramsey started making posts basically saying goodbye to the Miami Dolphins and how he's loved every team that he's played for. I was asking around with some people in Miami. I don't know that there was really a ton of communication, maybe up until yesterday, with Jalen Ramsey and the organization. So I think that, hey, Jeremy Fowler with ESPN, he does an excellent job. But the Cowboys are always kind of linked to this. I'm not saying they wouldn't have interest, to your point, but at least right now, maybe this is something. It gets the feeling like it's very much like defensive tackle and edge last year, Brian, where we're sitting there at the tennis courts in Oxnard doing our show, the G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan, and we hear, all right, they're bringing in Carl Lawson to work out. They're bringing in Linville Joseph to work out. And they kind of saw, okay, this is what we've got in a couple practices. We need to add here. And that's where maybe a Stephon Gilmore or maybe some of the other free agents that are still available. Mike Hilton's a name that is always brought up, who is at slot corner. Maybe that's where they start to kick the tires, or a trade, or maybe there's another name that we're not talking about, to your point, that gets released here next week following June 1. But it does seem like they're not done at this position. I don't know that anything's going to happen between now and training camp practices.
Yeah, that would be the way that the NFL front office works, or really the way that the NFL as a whole works. They've done a great job of keeping their product in front of the fan base.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Basically 12 months out of the year. There's only 1 month, though, that they don't. Now, I said they keep it in front, but they've done a good job. 11 months of keeping fans engaged, whether it's the season, whether it's the draft, free agency. They do a great job of keeping everybody engaged. But there's a period where NFL personnel, coaches, players, they go away. And it's roughly from like the middle of June until the week before July 21st. And that's when the Cowboys are going to report. That's when they're going to head to Oxnard on July 21st. And so that middle of June till that time in July when they head to California for training camp, their teams, front office people, everybody gets away from it. That's their 4 weeks to just get away from everything and try and recharge the best you can and get ready for another campaign, whether it's the season and the draft and all the things that we cover on a weekly basis, daily basis in some cases. But it's if you're going to do something, it's got to be, I think, in the next couple of weeks, because like I say, there's vacations and getaways and stuff have been planned. It's not that people totally just completely shut things down, and there's business that can be done, but it's really, really hard to find somebody in office from the middle of June until the middle of July. It's just kind of one of those given things where you just know that we're not going to be able to do much business. So if we start to hear some names, and maybe there's some teams that will go through these OTAs and this mini camps, and they're like, listen, this, we need to make an adjustment here. We need to move on. Or maybe we've got a surplus and we want to go ahead and make that. I mean, a team that looks like to me that has a ton of quarterbacks is the Cleveland Browns. Team. And so, if you're going to be one of those, if you're looking for a potential backup quarterback guy, maybe it is call a team that has like the Browns, but has that kind of surplus. Maybe you're making these calls, right? Like, listen, we'd love to get a corner, but we don't want to pay, we don't want to pay $20 million to the corner. We want to, we'll make a trade and we'll use one of our picks, and maybe one of your compensatory picks for you'll get next year and try and move it to that guy. But I think it's kind of the timetable I would look at is between the 1st of June to the middle of June. And then after, say, June 15th, you're not going to get a bunch of activity done.
All right. So now we do start the OTAs. And this is, this is always fun. Last week we got to hear some good feedback. It sounded like the linebacker group was one that performed. I know we talked on our show yesterday about Shamar James getting himself an interception. But when it comes to OTAs, and this is, you've always said to me, you're like, hey, just look for where guys are lining up.
Yeah,
it is a little bit more difficult when you hear Brian Schottenheimer say like, hey, we're going to have some guys running with the ones just to give them, an opportunity. Like, is he, is that tough? Does that kind of skew it a little bit? Cause it's like, man, maybe he's going about this a little bit of a different way. I don't know. Like, it's not to fool the media, but it's just to give other people opportunities. And that's not necessarily the chess pieces you're going to see on the final board come Sunday.
Well, he might be doing something to fool the media. The other practices that they do have, we were hearing about, Elam and how well he was playing in the media part of practice, last time that we got to watch. And so you're like, okay, great. He's off to a great start. You mentioned Shamar James. I mean, we talked about this lack of instinct. You want to play him in coverage. Maybe he's a will linebacker. Well, all of a sudden, he gets an interception off Joe Milton and, he's in coverage. All right, good. That's positive, but maybe the other practices he's not getting that done. So I think there's some things that the way that coaches schedule, when you get the 3 days, when you get that 3-day mandatory mini camp and you get to go out there and kind of watch every day, you could kind of pick up some things. You could kind of, the coaches can't fool you like they can when you only get to see it once a week. Like, okay, hey, let's be mindful. Tomorrow we have a media practice. Let's not show something that we might, you know. And then where you really pick up is, of course, training camp. But yeah, I've always, and it was really during the Mike McCarthy administration, man, there were not competitive practices. It was not like you were, you know, I mean, there was not a lot of individual, maybe some team stuff. You know, we'll see with Shoddy and how he has practiced. Jason Garrett, as much problems as I had with Jason Garrett, my God, that guy, he had a practice you can evaluate the team off of because of the competitive periods, the one-on-one, the calling out of certain players going against each other. You can evaluate the practices that he had. And maybe that's a little bit reminiscent of where his upbringing was with Jimmy Johnson.
Mm. You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.